Vibrant
music teaching.
Proven and practical
tips, strategies,
and ideas
for music teachers.
You're listening to the Vibrant Music Teaching Podcast. I'm Nicola Canton, and today we're talking about recital themes. The theme of a piano recital can literally just be a piano recital. We don't have to go further than that, but if you do want something to spice up your next student concert, I've got some great ideas for you. So I've got 14 different ideas to get your brain juices flowing. The list definitely doesn't stop here, so do add in the comments your recital ideas, ones you've used in the past, ones you've been thinking about. Let's get this ball rolling and generate a huge list of recital ideas. My first idea for you is the circus. This is a theme that I haven't personally used myself, but my friend Samantha Coates has in her studio. I believe she has a blog post about this on her website, which is Blitz Books. We'll put a link for you. And you can check out the details there of what they did. She had like a ringmaster's costume for herself, and it was just a great theme for that recital. It's one that students at all ages and levels can get behind. There's a lot of different scope within that to do pieces that are around the circus specifically. But also to expand that a little bit, we can get creative with what's included in any of these themes. And we can also get students to rename pieces. You could put the original title in brackets if you want to, and also tweak them a little bit to make them more circusy and fit the theme. So you don't have to have the perfect curated piece that is exactly that student's level, that is on theme every time. Sometimes you can just tweak one of their current pieces and make that work to fit together with the theme too. The next theme is a rainbow or chroma or colors, whatever you want to call it. I did this as our recital theme 2 years ago now, and it was great. I really enjoy this as a theme because it's so easy, simple, inclusive, and it doesn't require much from parents either. We all know that many parents will gripe. So most of us know that in schools or different activities, parents feel like a lot of demands are put on them. They're often told about a project or a costume or something that a child needs the day before, not because of the teacher involved, because the child hasn't told them or whatever, or the flyer got lost in the child's bag. But it can feel like there's a lot on them to organize and to do. So I didn't want to add anything to their plate with this, which is why I love the theme of rainbow or colors. Now, it also fits our studio perfectly because we're colorful keys, so we're all about color anyway. But on this particular year, I picked out different pieces that represented colors. There were a few students who had pieces that they really wanted to play, and we just tweaked the title slightly, or just they took their own interpretation of the color from that piece and we left the title as it was. But most people had a specific piece that was a specific color. So we used all sorts of different resources for this. Loads of different composers have color collections, and we explored a lot of different ones, and I found great pieces basically for almost everyone that needed a specific recital piece on a color. And whatever color they had, they were just supposed to wear that color. And it was very loose and low pressure. I told parents specifically in the email about it, you do not need to go buy something blue. If they don't have blue clothes, that's fine. Give them a blue scarf, give them a blue hat, a blue scrunchie. Like, they don't have to get this perfectly. It's meant to be fun and easy and super low key. So no pressure. If a student really doesn't want to wear their color, that's fine. We don't mind. Most students did wear some version of their color, but I wanted it to be really clear right away that this wasn't like a high pressure, everyone must dress up situation. It was just meant to be fun and easy and should be planable within 5 minutes of just looking through their own wardrobe. The next theme is another one I've not tried myself, but I have it on my list to do at some point because I think there's a lot of scope in it and I think students would love it. And that is space. You know, there's so many ways you could do this. It could just be space themed pieces. There's plenty of those out there about stars and constellations and all sorts of things. And again, this is one that really opens itself up to very loose interpretation as much as you need it to. But there's a load of pieces already out there that include some kind of spacey word. So it could just be about the spacey theme, and I think that's great. You could add other aspects. So one idea I've had is that you could have a darker room than usual. Like usually for a recital, we don't have dark audience seats. We could have dark room, obviously spotlight on the piano so the students can see what they're doing and people can see them. But then you could project like stars on a kind of loop. You could find videos like this, right? Which are like looping kind of solar system or planetary things that kind of projects around the room. There's lots of options like that because a lot of kids like spacey bedrooms and stuff. So there's loads of things you could do with this, and I think it could be so much fun. Number four, I've called Critters and Creatures because, again, this is so easy to do based on pieces you probably already have in your studio. So many beginner to intermediate pieces and even beyond are based on animals. Just so many of them. I mean, we could start with the Carnival of the Animals, and we could go all the way to literally so many pieces from the Piano Safari series, for example. But there's so much scope here. The sky is the limit with how far you take this in terms of the theme. So again, you can just have the pieces all be animal, and that's a fun little quirky thing. Put some animals on your program cover. You're done. You don't have to make this complex. Or we could get the students to dress up like the animal. Again, take into consideration whether this is going to be super difficult or whether parents are going to be into it. You'll know your studio culture better than I can. Like I said, I like a low-key dress-up situation. I don't like it to be too enforced, but I'm that way with recitals in general. I mean, I don't insist students wear formal clothes at all. The only guidance I give them is that they should wear something that they feel great in. Whatever they feel great in is honestly fine with me. And that they should practice playing the piano with whatever shoes they're going to wear, especially if their piece includes pedal. That's my only stipulation in general. So that's where I'm starting from. I'm just letting you know. I don't have a super high expectation for what kids wear. I want it to be about the pieces mostly. But I think there are fun little things you could do with this. Again, if you like the projector idea, you could have a projector with images of that animal, like little video clips or just pictures of the animal in question as you go through. You could also do this for part of recital. So quite a few years ago now, I did the opening of our recital. So like the first chunk, it was about the first maybe quarter to third of the concert. I had basically all of our youngest beginnery type students, I mean students that were appropriate for this, learned one piece each from Safari. Not Piano Safari, but Safari by June Armstrong. June is a composer from Northern Ireland. If you haven't heard of her before, her music is fantastic, so great. And the Safari book is one of her many people's favorites of hers. I love it because it starts at dawn and then it goes through like visiting all these different animals and different aspects of being on safari, and it finishes with the night sky with stars. So it's beautiful as a journey. Now, we didn't do every piece from the book. So if you're wondering about timing wise, we didn't do that. I just had like all the students who were appropriate, who could have learned a piece from that book, basically, had one piece from the book. And we played it. I announced before we started that we're going to treat it as a multi-movement work. So therefore, don't applaud until the very end. I had everyone play back to back, and then they all lined up and took their bow and everyone clapped at the end. And I'd love to do something like that again this year. So this is where I'd love suggestions based on this. I have a few ideas percolating for this, but I'm not quite finalized on it because it's a little bit earlier when I'm recording this, so not fully set on it yet. But I would like to do something like that again because I think it's a great way to highlight our youngest players and have something a bit different at the start of the recital without it taking over the whole thing and the whole theme. Option number five then, many teachers I know have used this, we haven't done it yet, but is something like From the Movies or Silver Screen or whatever you want to call it, where students all just play a piece from a film or even TV show. easy peasy. Again, easy to find something for everyone at every level and with every interest. And really fun for the audience too, because they get to recognize a lot of the music. A lot of parents will be more familiar with that than like the classical repertoire that we teach our students. So movies are just a classic, easy go-to, and if you've not tried it before, could be a good one to do. Related to that then is number 6, and this is one I've done 3 times now in our studio because we love it, and that is a silent film piano festival. So I've put on the Silent Film Piano Festival for the last 3 years now, and it's been really fun to put together. Parents and students love it. Many students have told me it's their favorite. Many parents have expressed how much they enjoy this. So it's just a really great experience. Now, I have so many resources explaining exactly how I do this. In the membership, I have a full masterclass where I walk through exactly how I do it and what my setup looks like and share other resources. So you can go check that out if you want more detail. It'll be in the training library, the video training library. But in a nutshell, what I do is I rent a cinema and I bring along 2 digital pianos and we play the accompaniment music, the incidental music for different silent films. We always do ones by Buster Keaton. He produced all these short 20-ish minute films, which are fantastic for this, and they work really well. And it's just so much fun because the student gets to feel like everybody's watching the film. They're not staring at me while I play, which is what a recital can sometimes feel like. They also feel like they're working as one big team to pull off the music for the whole short film. And the parents get to sit back in a really comfortable chair in this fancy cinema that's near me and just enjoy films while also cheering on their child and their performance. The next option for a theme that I could think could be really fun is around the world. Now, this probably takes a bit more work and research for you than the others, chances are. Because a lot of the others I've mentioned so far, except the silent film, that's more put together specifically for that. But a lot of the others, you could just pick pieces from most books that your students already have and make them fit the bill. Whereas around the world, you may have a few that are existing in their books, but you're going to have to do more research if you want it to truly feel like each student gets a different country or different place around the world and gets music to represent that. However, I think it could be really fun. You could also do something to display the flag from each of those places. Or if you had some kind of a screen, you could have like a zoom in effect on that place around the world, or an image of that part of the world, something typical from there, like a landmark or a scenery that's emblematic of that place. So I think it could be really fun. It could be a great learning experience for students more broadly than just the music. They could learn about that country. There's a lot of scope and a lot of different ways that you could go with this, but like I say, probably a little bit more work up front for you. Another theme you could do is mashups. This is where you get students to take 2 or more of their pieces and mash and smash them together. And this can be adapted based on the student's level. So if they are younger, less experienced, you're going to give them a simple way to just smooth the edges from one to the other. And you're probably going to decide how that works or give them a couple of options and let them choose. If they're older, this could be way more mashed up and not just going from one to the other, but like slicing 2 pieces of music together, getting really creative with it, transposing one of them to match the other one, or changing keys and doing both keys, or whatever you want to do. There's so much scope that a more intermediate to advanced student could do with this, but there's definitely ways to do it for all levels too. Another idea you could do is magical lands. Wow. And again, so open to interpretation and easy for you to do. You could have even pieces about unicorns, right? It's not really a magical land, but it fits in. It's fine. And you could also have different magical lands represented. Students could even compose their own pieces based on their favorite magical land from their favorite book. That's a fantasy. Or, you know, you could have so many different options within this and therefore make it work for any student. Another one that's on my personal list to do soon, in fact, the next three to all of them remaining on this list are on my like, when am I going to fit this in? I can't wait to do this. So this may be one I do this year, and that is storytelling. So, for example, a great jumping off point to get you the idea of this, but there's many examples like this, is the works by Chinua Tan. So she has these great books from like beginner-ish, elementary-ish to like early intermediate kind of level, and they are going along with poems by Robert Louis Stevenson. So there's Through the Window Pane, A Child's Garden of Verses, and she prints the verse or the poem at the start of the piece and gives a lot of context around how she wrote the piece as well, or different aspects of the piece. They're really beautiful books, and then there's gorgeous pieces. A lot of the earlier ones can be taught quite well by rote, so even if a student wasn't up to the reading level, they could definitely approach those. And you could have, if you had books like this or any other that's inspired by a book or story or includes poems or stories or other text throughout the pieces, there's loads of books like this, then you could have someone read out that text before the student plays the piece. Personally, the way I would do this is I would ask my student base for anyone who would like to be the reader or one of the readers. And hopefully someone would be up for it. There are a lot of kids who like this kind of thing, who like to read aloud for an audience, who find that to be fun. I know as a kid, I put up my hand for doing this, I remember. So even though as people get older, they maybe think, oh, standing up in front of a crowd, worst idea ever. A lot of kids do this in school all the time, and they're quite proud to read aloud and read well. So personally, I wouldn't ask each student or insist that each student does it for themselves. I would ask for student volunteers who want to do it. And then hopefully I get more than one, I get a few, and I kind of alternate or come up with a way to go between those different students so they different people could read different parts. The next idea is live piano karaoke. I want to do this one so much. I've had this idea for ages, but I haven't fit it into our schedule. I have to be patient, you know, we can't do everything all the time, but live karaoke would be okay. So the audience can't just pick whatever song, you know, it wouldn't be like a list where they can pick, and it wouldn't be one person getting up to sing. So karaoke is loosely what we're calling it, okay? So the idea of this karaoke concert would be that each student or multiple students at a time, if it was an ensemble, would play the chords, maybe give a couple of starting notes for the tune as well for each song. And then I would have some kind of screen or projector showing the lyrics, or I could just print them in the program. I think I would prefer to have them on a screen or projector because then everyone's looking up rather than it feeling a bit like church because everyone's looking down at the words. But either way, I think it would work very well. The text would move through, and the students would be playing the background. I don't think it would be full karaoke, as in like the words being highlighted as you go. I feel like that would rely too much on the students playing a consistent tempo. But I think I could have it as like, you know, a few lines of text at a time, and I could flip just through slides as we go if I was keeping good track. I'd have to work out the logistics of that, but I think it could be so fun. We're down to the wire now. Three ideas left, but do add yours in the comments because I would love to hear what themes you've used or want to use in the future. The next idea I had is a composed by you, in all caps, concert, which is just all student compositions. So every student would compose and prepare to perform their own piece. We do a lot of composing in my studio, as I've explained many times before. And we make sure to include some composing every year in my studio, often as a like studio-wide project. However, students are not always able to play, or they don't always get up to a performance level with their own pieces. Some do because they really love what they've composed and they go ahead and memorize it, and that's great. But I would like to one time have everyone really, really commit to composing something in the first place that they can play. So composing something at their own level and then practicing until they can play it as beautifully as they play many of their other pieces. Another thing we could do is let's dance. Just dance music. of all types. I would love to see this as a recital. I would love to have students playing dance from present day music you might dance to right now. And that could just be pop music, right? It doesn't have to be like EDM. It can just be pop songs that one would play in order to dance around the kitchen, or that people would play in a club. And it could also include some lovely waltzes and some older types of dances. And in our case, it could include some traditional Irish dancing music played on the piano. I think this would be fantastic and would hopefully help students see that a lot of the music they are playing is dance music and we're meant to move to it. Now, would I make the entire audience dance? I would be tempted, but I think that might be a bridge too far for many of the parents. I don't know, it's really tempting though to teach, like to abandon the usual recital structure, not have everyone sitting down, and instead have everyone in a hall, teach them a simple waltz step, and then have a bunch of students play waltzes. Probably at the end, do the more modern, like, okay, freestyle time. We're going to play music you can dance to from now. Or even have them learn like kind of TikTok-y dance moves. Oh, the mind is bubbling. There's so many ways you could go with this, but it literally could still be a sit-down concert and we all just play dance music. I think that would be great too. The final theme idea I have for you today, which I think could be really sweet, is dedications. The idea here is that students would pick one person in their life. Could be a parent, someone from their family, could be a friend. It could be someone who's going to be at the concert, but I would open it up to broader than that. Once they've picked that person, they would pick either a song that they think suits that person, represents something about them, or a song that that person loves and learn to play it. I don't always like to insist that students introduce their piece. I think that could be really sweet in this concert, though, if they had prepared something short to say. I think I personally might have a bit of a backup plan. So I would have maybe a longer type of recital program with a little bit about the dedication from the student, like a little sentence from them about why this piece represents that person to them, or why that person was meaningful to dedicate this to, what they love about the music, whatever they would want to write about. And then have most students read that out, but not insist that they do if it's making them really anxious and nervous. So I probably wouldn't tell them about that option right away, but we would just keep a really close eye on students. And if we felt someone, this was really making the concert not fun for them to prepare for, to having to speak, then we would just cut that out and they would just go straight into their piece. And I don't think most people would notice who read out and who didn't if it was all written in the program anyway. So that's 14 different ideas for your next recital. I hope one of them sparked something for you, even if you don't do specifically what I mentioned. Maybe it gave you a new idea in your head. Maybe you hate themes for recitals and you just watch this for fun to see what other people are doing, and you prefer just a plain vanilla classical recital, and that is okay too. Let me know your thoughts about themes and any ideas you have in the comments.
One of the awesome benefits for Vibrant Music Teaching members is that they get an exclusive member magazine every month. This magazine brings together our blog articles in a way that is digestible and super actionable. If you want to become a member and get the magazine as well as all the other benefits, you can go to vmt.ninja to sign up.